Hello, my name is Memo Salas, and I'm here with my dad. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Guillermo Salas.
All right. Today, we're going to be discussing the O.J. Simpson trial and whether he was guilty or not. In my personal opinion, I think that he's guilty because there's too much evidence that leads to him and that proves his guiltiness. What do you think?
According to the trial, he wasn't guilty. So
there's a lot of evidence. Though, what about the blood on the Bronco? They got the glove. They found the hat. There's a lot of evidence proving that that goes against him, that proves he's guilty. What do you have to say that proves his innocence?
Well, the law. That's what happened back in 94, that the people said that he wasn't guilty, so.
Okay, well, they never found the murder weapon. What do you, like, so if they can't find the murder weapon, they don't really have a way to prove it was him. But everything just adds up so perfectly to prove that it was him. Everything has his DNA on it, and then why would he resist being arrested so hard? Why would he drive and go through that, like, chase for a long time, you know? Like how would you explain that if he was on the run? Why would he run if he's innocent?
He was scared. He was, I don't know, just scared.
He even threatened his own life. He was suicidal throughout that whole day. And he built a super team of lawyers, right?
Yeah, he was so scared of going to jail. He didn't want to go to jail. Sometimes I don't know if he was guilty or not. I don't know.
He said he turned white.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted to be a white man.
He refused to have a black lawyer at first. He didn't want to have Johnny, right, be his lawyer.
Yeah.
Because he said that it's not about race, it's about the situation.
Whether he's guilty or not.
But Johnny made it into a race thing to help benefit them in their trial against the people that OJ could or could not have murdered. And it worked out. They played the race game, and it came out, it worked out in the end. But, like, the cop, Furman, right? That's his name?
Yeah. The detective?
The detective. A lot of people think that he planted the evidence in his house. Since he hopped over the gate, that's technically breaking and entering, right?
That's right.
So a lot of people think that he placed evidence to go against OJ because he was a racist. And there's proof of him being racist because in the court of law, he took an oath that he wouldn't lie. And they asked him if he's ever used any racial slurs, such as the N-word with the hard R. And they asked him if he ever referred to a black person as that word with the hard R. And he denied everything. And he said anyone that would say otherwise is a liar. But they even had phone calls and audio footages of him racially profiling and being using racial slurs against black people. That's what started. I think that's what started the whole race thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know. OJ, the whole white Bronco chase. OJ was just on the run, and he had his passport, a fake mask, a wig, like. You think he was trying to escape?
I think he was trying to fly out of the country, go somewhere else, see what was going to happen. That part right there makes him, like, guilty. He's on the run. That's why he's scared to go to jail. He's all confused. He wanted to kill himself. I don't know. I think he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think since he was suicidal, he wasn't thinking straight, because no one even knew that he was gone. They didn't. Well, they knew he was gone once the police showed up, but they didn't know where he was. You know, he could have easily just kept driving, but he turned around and then he went back to the grave, and then he went back on the highway, and then he went back home, I think, afterwards, like later on. Like, he was like, he literally had the straight path to leave, but he still went back to visit his ex-wife's grave. And after that, he was on the run again. And once the police found him, he just still went home, you know, like he had the opportunity to escape.
Well, he was, like I was telling you, he's too scared to go to jail. I think he was afraid to go to jail, so.
What I don't get is that how come when he went back home, and before there was a warrant for his arrest, I think it was the detective or the police were trying to talk to him, and they asked him if they would go into jail to talk things out, to like take him to the station. And Robert Kardashian, right, he said that he didn't need to go because like he didn't owe them anything, you know. OJ said that no, that he has nothing to hide, which is the only reason he's gonna go, to prove his innocence. But at the same time, he kind of backfired because of everything else, like him trying to run away.
Yeah, he wanted just to, like, at the end, all he wanted to do was go see his mama.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing that
he was gonna
do before probably going to jail. So I don't know, maybe that right there makes him guilty.
He had the super team of lawyers. Who did he have? He had Carnegie was his last name?
Shapiro?
Or no, he had Shapiro. I forget his last name. I don't know, I forget his name, but it was the African guy that
Johnny Cochran?
Oh, Cochran, yeah.
Cochran. The main guy. That was the main lawyer, the one he didn't want.
Yeah, originally he didn't want him because he was African. He said that he didn't want like an African person to defend him or something like that, right? Originally he had hired Shapiro. That was his guy, and he was the main lead attorney until Robert Kardashian talked OJ into hiring Johnny Cochran because of the racial thing.
Well, he needed all the help he could get,
and he got all the help. I mean, you're the juice, you know, like 2,000 rushing yards, right, in the season.
Yeah, the juice. Yeah, that's what make him so famous. A big football player,
Hall of Famer,
superstar, Hall of Famer.
He had bread. He had all the money in the world. He could buy whoever he wanted, and he bought all the lawyers.
He bought freedom. That's what he did.
Yeah, that literally.
Basically, he bought freedom.
That's literally like the perfect way to describe what happened. He bought freedom. Hey, and the people that were against OJ, that lady, I forget her name, Clara or something.
Marsha.
There you go. Marsha. She wasn't so nice. she even wanted to put the death penalty on the table for OJ.
He wanted OJ to get the chair.
Yeah, because she had known about OJ's past abuse of his ex-wife, and he got away with it, and she was upset about that. So once she had the opportunity to lock him up for good or possibly get him the death penalty, she did everything in her power to get him locked up / killed.
She had too many problems. She was going through her divorce. And she had too much stress. I don't know how she did it.
It was just set up for failure from the start.
Yeah, then she started recruiting those African-American
lawyers. Oh, yeah. It was just one, right? I forget his name.
One at first. I think he got the second one to help out.
Yeah, at the same time, she gave him Furman to go up to the stand to question him, which made kind of sense. Because he was African, and he was asking questions to a racist, and I think that was like a bold move on her part. I don't think that it should have been him to have gone up there, but at the same time, it makes sense. So I think it was a I think if I remember correctly, it was like 8 people from the jury were like Africans. I think there was 2 mixed and like 1 Mexican, I think, or Latino.
Yeah, it was hardly ever any white people, so.
Yeah, so the whole, most of the jury was already, you know, African, and that, and playing the race card certainly helped them out in the end.
Yeah, that's what happened. It was all over the news back in 94.
In the middle of the playoffs, the finals.
The finals, right? And the finals.
They stopped, the NBA finals, they stopped everything just for this.
Everything was live, on live TV, the chase. It was the chaos back then. It was like main attraction, OJ.
Yeah. Apparently, later on, like, there's been so many, like, instances where he kind of, like, snitches on himself. Because he started, like during interviews, they ask him some questions, and he, like, he gives such, like good details that only the killer would know.
Yeah, well, the murder weapon was the main thing that has never been found.
I just don't know where it could have been, like, where, like, you know, like, when, if, like, let's say OJ did it, where and when would he dispose of it? Because after he, quote-unquote, killed his ex-wife and her lover, he had a plane to catch and he flew out to Chicago. So I don't know what, during what time, because all this happened like 15
that's
minutes.
That's when he claimed that he, that the cut he had in his finger, that's when he claimed that he broke a glass.
In Chicago, in his hotel,
in
right?
Chicago, in a hotel, but that was just the cover up because he changed the stories a couple of times.
He even wrote a book called If I Did It.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I mean, either way, I don't know. I think maybe before he dies, he's gonna come out.
He's gonna tell the truth one day. He's gonna confess right before he dies.
Either way, they can't do anything about it. They can't charge him for the same crime twice. It's double jeopardy.
Yeah, even if he claims that he did it, I don't think they believe him.
Although, he did lose. They did trial him again for false accusation of like murder or something like that. I don't know what the exact charge was, but they found him guilty of something, and he had to owe the families of the people that died. The Goldmans. He owed them a lot of money. He gave them like millions of like dollars or something like that. Because he lost like the second.
Well, I believe they got him when once he was free. A few years later, they got him in Las Vegas. He got arrested with a gun and charges of theft and
battery, right?
Yeah, and he did about 10 years in jail, but he finally got out again. And now he's poor.
Yeah,
I've heard.
I've heard that he's only got like $250,000 in his bank account, which is still a lot, but you know, for a superstar Hall of Fame athlete.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to help him now. It's like everybody thinks that he is guilty and he'd never be the same OJ.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, there's still gonna be people that love him, you know, just because his impact on the NFL.
That's about it. That's the only thing that helps him out. Otherwise, he's just another man in the street.
So what would your final opinion be, or like, what's your final verdict? Was he guilty, innocent?
I think he was guilty, but like I was telling you before, when he was young and had all that money, and he bought his freedom.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was guilty as well.
It cost him a lot of money, but I think
it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Even though he still ended up doing jail time.
Yeah, they got him though.
Yeah, I think he was guilty too, just because the evidence is too perfect, you know, like everything just led up. But at the same time, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That was it.
That was the line that saved his life.
Yep.
Literally.
The glove didn't fit.
Real quick, at the same time, apparently he had arthritis and he stopped taking his medications. And since he stopped taking his medication, that caused his hands to, like, swell up or something like that, which is the reason why the gloves didn't fit. Or maybe they were planted, you know? No one really knows.
I don't think it was the same size though. It was, he was stretching his hand. If you see like the footage when he was trying to put the glove on,
it wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't fit because he wasn't really like making his hand small to go in the glove. He was like,
but
his,
I mean,
hand wide open.
But I mean, he was pulling the glove, like pulling on
nah,
it.
Yeah, he's
like, it looked like he was about to rip the glove if he kept pulling it, you know? Like, what if he pulls on it hard and the glove just rips? He just destroyed evidence, you know?
Well, he's gotta play the game that it's not, that it wasn't him.
Yeah, well, we both think he's guilty, but we'll never know until he says something himself.
That's right.
I would just like to thank you for coming out and having this conversation with me about the OJ trial. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. And
one day we'll find out the truth.
Yeah. One day we will find out the real truth about him and his murder of his wife.